Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's up? What's happening? Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, the returning champ, IFBB Pro Matt Butale. And today, we are going to be talking about why you will never lose your gut or your man boobs or your love handles. Okay, this is a mindset related podcast episode, and we're going to be dismantling the mindset behind you not being able to get rid of your gut, get rid of your love handles or your man boobs, especially if you've been struggling so hard to do it, but you still can't see any progress. All right, so if that's something that you struggle with, don't worry. In today's episode, I got you. I just want to remind you guys, if you get any value from this podcast, please don't hesitate to leave a review, show your support, or honestly, just share it out to somebody that you know might need to hear it. Your support really does go a long way. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to do this. I really do appreciate y'all. And if you weren't listening, honestly, I don't know who would be. Okay, so let's break it down. Let's dive into this on a mental level when it comes to the fact that you will never lose your gut and the reason why. Okay, let's, you know, some people are in the live stream here are like, you know, the food's too good. You know, definitely, good food is good food. But let's dive into the mentality here, okay? So the mentality behind this is that it's mostly related to the voice inside your head. Because look at it, you didn't get overweight overnight, right? Like, it's not like you had a one burger and then you had this gut, or you had one beer, now you have a beer belly. That's not the way it really happened. You getting to the position that you're in right now with your physique is the result of you doing the same thing over and over and over again for years, okay? And also not doing something over and over and over again for years, which would be, of course, going to the gym or eating healthy, right? So the real reason why I personally believe, and honestly, when people do join the Natural Nomad Academy, shameless plug, you can shoot me a DM if you want to join. When they join the Natural Nomad Academy, the first thing that they struggle with is actually dismantling the mindset of being addicted to certain foods, or at least craving junk food, or not having portion control, and sort of diving into the fact that they believe the food is too good, and that they can't stop eating. And that no matter what, they will always believe that they will be overweight, that it will be hard to get the physique that they want. And I mean, of course, let's be honest here, guys, it's not going to be a walk in the park to change all of those bad habits that you've developed your entire life. It's not going to be a walk in the park to get rid of all of that fat that you put onto your body. It's not going to be a walk in the park. And we know that. But because we know that, we also give ourselves permission mentally to down talk ourselves, to become our own bullies. And that, the response of that, enables a behavior which perpetuates us continuously not trying hard enough, or continuously quitting, right? Or just not believing in ourselves outright to see that it's possible to achieve the desired outcome. In this case for you, losing your gut, maybe getting rid of your man boobs, or also getting rid of your love handles, whatever it is, making your face slimmer so you can see your jawline. And for some of you men out here, again, cracked me up the other day, but again, I'm just gonna, you know, because we banter out here, we joke sometimes. I heard that 1 in 3 men can't actually fucking see their dick. Like, they look down and their gut is so big, they can't see their fucking, like, and that's 1 in 3, and that's a lot of people. That's 33%, at least in America, right? And that's crazy. That's absolutely nuts to think about, pun intended. But guys, if that's something that you struggle with, and it's one of those things that negatively motivate you, this is the episode that you need to listen to, guys. Okay? The voice in your head that tells you, you know, you're fat, like, you're lazy, or so on and so forth, that nagging voice isn't actually a bully. It's the better man. And listen to me carefully. I'm going to be breaking this down to you so that you can understand this, so that you can actually start to listen to that voice in your head instead of running away from it with returning to these bad habits, these negative habits of eating. Okay? Like, let me know if you've ever said these things to yourself out loud or in your head. And I quote, "You lazy fat piece of shit. You're always fucking up. You look fat as fuck in those clothes. Don't even bother talking to her. She's out of your league." Like, that voice in your head, it sounds like an asshole. It sounds like a bully. I understand it. It's fucking sinister, to be honest with you. And I understand why it makes you want to just retreat and go back into your old habits of, you know, eating like shit, skipping the gym, behaving in a way that continues to sabotage your progress if you've even made any when it comes to your physique. Like, I understand why it feels painful to lean into those thoughts. Okay? It's almost like your number one biggest hater lives in your brain. I can definitely see that. So believe me when I tell you, I sympathize with you when it comes to understanding that it's fucking difficult to get over that mental hurdle. However, it's also kind of unfair because you can't even stop yourself from hearing that voice. It's like you just hear it over and over and over again, telling you what you already know, or at least what you already think you know. Right? And for most of us, it drives us insane. It makes us anxious. It makes us, you know, spiral into almost a habit or a pattern of depression and anxiety. But that's only that, you know, the depression, the anxiety, all the negative things that come from it, that only ever sticks if you listen to the voice inside your head without actively trying to make it shut up. What am I talking about here? Like, how am I, what does this mean? Actively trying to make that voice in my head shut up. Like, how do I get this voice to quiet down, to get the fuck out of my head, is what you might be thinking. Well, I'll tell you what not to do. What I don't want you to do is to wait for a therapist to fucking coddle you. What I don't want you to do is by going to the church, going to the synagogue, going to the mosque and fucking praying it away. Because, I mean, let's be honest here, that might help you spiritually, but it's not going to help the actual problem. So you're going to find yourself continuously fucking praying. Nothing's going to happen. Okay? I don't want you to cry yourself to fucking sleep every night because that's not going to help you. It's only going to make you more depressed. It's only going to make you more anxious. I don't want you to hide in your fucking bedroom or hide away wherever you go, that's your safe space. I don't want you to run away from this anymore. The only way to sort of get this voice to quiet down or to shut up is to do the deep work. Okay? What's the deep work? I know you've heard of that phrase probably a billion and 10 times from other people outside of me. What is deep work? Okay, in order to convince that voice inside your head to shut up, your actions must kick the shit out of it. I'm going to repeat that. And listen clearly, guys. Listen clearly. In order to convince that bully in your brain, that fucking nagging voice that tells you that you aren't enough, in order to convince that voice in your head to shut the fuck up, your actions must kick the shit out of it. Guys, you've heard what I'm about to say a million times. Actions speak louder than words. Okay? And when your actions are consistent enough, when you're putting enough effort behind your actions, okay, when you have enough intention behind your actions, they become even louder than those negative words in your head. And I'll tell you personally, I'll be a little bit vulnerable here, guys, because that's what we do on the Meathead of the Mic podcast. We stay vulnerable 25, 8, 366. I've had negative thoughts in my head as well. You know, relating to my ability to compete at certain times. And I would just down talk myself. But the only thing that made me believe in myself more was having the actual proof, the social proof, the real proof when I looked in the mirror or when I looked at my habits and what my days consisted of, right? The proof of going to the gym, working very, very hard, eating and being very, very meticulous with my nutrition, doing everything I could have done to be as good as a bodybuilder as I could have been at the time. And looking at that, I'm like, that's the only thing that settled the anxiety. That's the only thing that settled the depression. That's the only thing that sort of quieted that fucking voice in my head that was telling me I wasn't going to win. I wasn't going to be enough. I wasn't going to, like, that I was going to fail, that it was impossible to want what I wanted, that I was delusional for setting goals so high. Like, well, how you might feel. You might feel like you're delusional, or that you're crazy, or that it's impossible for you to get rid of your gut. You might feel like you're going crazy thinking about losing your man boobs or your love handles, or tightening up your jaw, reducing your gut so you can finally fucking see your dick, because you've never been in that state of mind before. You clearly are being beat the fuck up out of yourself with that voice in your head telling you, okay, you know, maybe I'm not cut out for this shit. You know, dieting is hard. The gym, I don't know if I can be consistent with it. So on and so forth. And dude, like, I totally see why you want to sort of regress back into the negative, depressive, or really, really depressing habits. But if you only understood the power of your actions, and how if you were to consistently act in a manner where you can stack up wins on a day-to-day basis by going to the gym, eating clean, not snoozing your alarm, doing what the fuck you say you're going to do, and having that have an impact on your life, then you would understand, you'd believe that it's actually possible for you to change your physique, for you to change your mindset, for you to change your finances, or whatever situation it is that you want to change. And it's by doing the deep work. And what is the deep work? As I said, in order to convince that voice in your head to shut the fuck up, your actions must kick the shit out of them. Actions speak louder than words, guys. Even louder than the words in your head. And the truth is, those words that you say to yourself in your head, they come from somewhere, man. There's a reason why we can't turn that off. Like, it's, I personally believe when we have these thoughts, it's not because we hate ourselves. This is my personal belief, okay? I personally believe when we have these negative thoughts, they're almost like self-prophesizing. They happen without, it's not even premeditated. We just believe it already, and then the voice comes into our head. And then it's like, oh, fuck, like I'm hearing the thing that's making me sick to my stomach. And it's not even like you have a choice to believe it or to disagree with it, because it, intrinsically, you know it's real. It comes from somewhere. And those voices, as negative as they might fucking be, as potentially damaging as they could be, are not invalid. They come from somewhere. And whether it's from your subconscious, whether it's from God knows wherever it comes from, honestly, God bless you for having these experiences, because if you didn't have the self-awareness or the subconscious self-awareness to have these thoughts in your head, who knows where you might be? You might as well be comfortable as hell doing what you don't want to do, living the way you don't want to live, feeling the way you don't want to feel, looking the way you don't want to look, if you didn't have these negative voices. So there is a blessing to this curse. You do get something positive out of this negative. And although those words they might really weigh a lot, and they could press you down and make you feel like you're less than, if you take it as ammunition, if you take it as fuel, it can have the completely opposite effect. Those negative voices, as crippling as they might be, are not invalid, and they come from somewhere. Okay? It's better. I personally believe where that voice comes from is almost like a better future version of you, a better potential future version of you, I'll say. It's the better man in you that exists within, that you know you want to be when you look in the mirror, because you look at the mirror and you don't like what you see, whether or not you vocalize it, whether or not you vocalize and lie about it and say, I'm cool with the way I am, I'm not that bad, you know, my gut isn't that big, you know, maybe I can, you know, I'm still young, I can change this, I got time. Even though you might say that to yourself in the mirror, deep fucking down, you know that's not true. You don't like it. And it's okay. Because if you don't want to admit it, believe me, your subconscious is on. And it can fucking see it. And you can't deny that. You can't escape it. Because when you try to escape it, you just embody the behaviors of anxiety, of depression. And how do you do that? By being a coward and not fucking lining up or facing head to head with that voice in your head, man. All right? It's the better man within you, screaming and fighting for you to fucking evolve into who you're supposed to be, my guy. I don't make the rules, man. You have these thoughts. And I've had these thoughts. And when I fucking faced those thoughts and made my actions negate those thoughts continuously over years, I ended up becoming who the fuck I am. And I'm proud of it. Flaws and all. I was able to work my ass off to get to a position where at the age of 23, I turned pro naturally in the IFBB. When previously, shit, when I first started competing at 19, that wasn't even a dream of mine. I'm just like, hey, I'm glad to compete. as a natural athlete. I thought I had to take steroids to fucking turn pro. And then, I mean, slowly over time, with the actions and implementation of knowledge, I was able to defeat those voices in my head that told me it wouldn't be possible. And now look at me. So when I tell you this, it's not bullshit. I'm not just yapping about nothing. Because I've helped clients do the same thing as well. They reached out to me, not fucking knowing how they could even lose body fat, if they would ever see a six pack. And then at the end of their journeys, when they've seen their six pack, when they've seen 10, 20, 30, 40 even pounds lost, they're like, God damn. My actions were so consistent in the kitchen, in the gym with my mindset, that I was able to see what I thought wasn't possible. And guys, that's all that it is. And if you can't see that, if you aren't willing to accept this message, then it's the number one reason why you'll never lose your gut. It's the number one reason you'll never lose your man boobs or your love handles, or your face will never get fucking chiseled. You'll never have a jawline. Do you want to look like fucking Peter Griffin? It's up to you, man. You don't want to feel like him, I know that for sure. You're sick and tired of your Homer Simpson gut, I know that for sure. And guys, you know this. I'm going to repeat it again. The better man within you is screaming and fighting for you to evolve into who you know you're supposed to be. And you know this, which is why you're running away from it. Because let's be honest, it's a challenge. It's quite a daunting challenge. I can't lie. I may make it look like it was easy for me to do what I did, but no, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And it's one of the hardest things I continue to do because even now, I'm not in the place, if I'm being 100% vulnerable, I'm not in the place where I would be completely satisfied with my life. And even once I do get to that point, I know I won't be satisfied there, right? I'm here to stay in the game, not play to win. If I stay in the game, I never lose. If you play to win, then you can lose because you're not winning. But if you stay in the game and you play the shit and you ride it out for the rest of your life, and your actions are constantly negating the negative voices in your head, your actions are lining up with the future version of you who's essentially talking down to you today. Believe me, there's nothing but success waiting for you on the other side of that. The proof's in the pudding, guys. Like, the voices in your head that fucking make you sick, that kind of make you hate yourself a little bit, those insults, they only hurt because they're true. You know, the truth hurts, right? It's not that you hate yourself, it's that you're actually fat. And you can see that in the mirror. It's not that, you know, you don't want to talk to this girl because of whatever reason, you think she's out of your league. No, you know she's out of your league because you know what you're capable of and what you're not capable of. You know that you lack confidence, okay? And your body's being real with you. Your mind is being real with you. And your emotional ability to neglect the actual truth, as harsh as it might be, results in you behaving depressed and anxious, eating like shit, being lazy, skipping the gym, and so on and so forth. Does that make sense? Like, insults only hurt when they're true, especially if they're said to you from you. Like, there's nothing that hurts more than that, and it hurts because it's true. Guys, my intention in today's episode number 237 of the Meathead of the Mic podcast, my intention today was to help you evolve into the better man so that the voice inside your head that used to hurt you becomes your sidekick to push you to higher heights. That voice isn't as bad as you think it is. I'll be honest. It's almost a guideline. It's kind of like it's a rubric as to what you need to do in order to fix yourself. If you can sit in in a quiet room or wherever it is, or wherever you have your thoughts, maybe in the shower, and you're like, well, I don't fucking like this about my life. I don't like that about my life. I wish this was that. I wish that was this. If you can have that level of a subconscious reflection, whether you're thinking about it or not, if you're being honest with yourself and you're understanding that these voices in my head are happening for a reason, and you can do things to negate them through your actions, then so help me God, you'll see nothing but success. But if you decide to run away from those thoughts, if you decide to shelter yourself away and, you know, give in to your drinking habits, give in to your drug abuse or use, whatever it is, doing anything other than actually attacking the problem head on and negating those words with proof, physical proof and actions that happen on a day-to-day basis, You're gonna feel it. And as a matter of fact, listening to this right now, you might already be feeling it because you know you're doing this already. Okay? One thing I'm gonna say to you men specifically that are experiencing this negative voice, or maybe are going through negative times and you cannot turn off that voice in your head. First things first, listen to what I just fucking said this entire episode. Action is the only thing that's gonna quell that noise, is gonna make your brain shut the fuck up. Because actions speak far louder than words ever will, even if those words are silent and in your head, behind your skull, in your fucking brain. But another thing I'm gonna say is, guys, you gotta be grateful that your brain even works. You love yourself so fucking much and don't even know it. How do I know this? Well, just taking in what I said earlier. That inner voice that you had, that you have, is the better version of you that you know you want to be, that you aren't being yet. That person exists in some parallel universe in the future and is calling you out because you're not choosing to have these thoughts. They are just happening to you. And that person, that better version of you, loves you so fucking much, that motherfucker time traveled telepathically to get your brain to tell you what you need to do in order to fix it. To get to that person, to get to that version of life where you actually are satisfied or more satisfied with where you are right now. As I said, stay in the game. You're not playing to win, you're playing to play. Because in that way, you can never lose. Right? You love yourself more than you even know it. Because the future you actually exists, the better version of you exists, it just isn't alive yet. Wake up. Thank yourself for the embarrassment. Thank yourself for the harsh, realistic conversations that you have within your skull that you cannot control. Be grateful for it. Okay? Because it's one of the only things, if not the only thing, that is going to make you the better man. All right? That's it. That's all. If you like this episode, please share it out with a friend. Don't forget to like, share, and comment this podcast. Leave a review to show your support. It really does go a long way. If you weren't listening, guys, I don't know who would be. All right? I really wouldn't be able to do this without you. So if you really do want to show your support and you really did like this episode or any other episode, please do your due diligence. I hope I was able to deliver a valuable experience to you guys and girls today. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. Also, if you want to permanently lose 20 pounds or more, eating clean 80% of the time and eating junk 20% of the time on the weekends, going on dates, game nights with the boys or the family, whatever it is, if you want to do all that without steroids, you might want to be a part of the Natural Nomad Academy. Okay, and if that's you, feel free to DM me on anything. Just Google Matt Butale, M-A-T-T space B-U-T-A-L-E, and you can DM me on any other social media platform that you see. All right, let's embrace our inner meathead together. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. IFBB Pro, Matt Butale, signing out. Boom.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Butale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised, but I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead. All right, it's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB Pro Matt Butale signing out.